اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host, Mahdi, and as always, we're joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and I'd like to say my salam to the dear listeners of this program. I'm glad to be with you.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you very much.
Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, we're going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then we will listen to a recitation of that reciter preceded by its English translation. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Well, today we're going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Hajjaj Ramadan Al-Hindawi. This prominent Egyptian Quran reciter was born in 1976 in the rural area of Al-Jiza Governorate. At the age of 7, he began to learn the Noble Quran, and then he learned recitation techniques and tajweed rulings under the care of Sheikh Abdul Mu'ati Mahmud Ta'miyah. Sheikh Hajjaj Ramadan Al-Hindawi has traveled to some countries including Malaysia, Canada, Indonesia, England, Pakistan, and Thailand to recite the Noble Quran. He has also traveled to Iran 3 times. This current Egyptian reciter entered Egyptian Quran radio in the year 2000. Now let's listen to the recitation of Suratul Hijr, verses 85 to 90, recited by Sheikh Hajjaj Ramadan Al-Hindawi, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. And we created not the heavens and the earth and all that is between them except with truth, and the hour is surely coming. So overlook their faults with gracious forgiveness. Verily, your Lord is the all-knowing Creator. And indeed, we have bestowed upon you the 7 repeatedly recited verses and the grand recital. Look not with your eyes ambitiously at what we have bestowed on certain classes of them, nor grieve over them, and lower your wings for the believers. And say, I am indeed a plain warner, as we have sent down on the dividers.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقنا السماء
لآتيه
فاصفح الصفح الجميل إن ربك هو
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of Suratul Hijr, verses 85 to 90, recited by Sheikh Hajjaj Ramadan Al-Hindawi. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So we have verses 85 to 90 of Suratul Hijr. And in verse number 85, let's begin with the word khalaqana.
Okay.
We have a kha with a fatha. Kha is a letter of isti'la. It means that you have to pronounce it heavily, thickly, with tafkhim. Okay?
Yes.
And all of the letters of isti'la are always pronounced with
tafkhim,
no matter what the vowel is.
Yes.
Okay.
The level differs.
The level differs depending on the vowel. Here we have a fatha, so we have the second highest level.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a aliful mad, we would have the highest level, or the first level.
Yes.
Here we have the second level, because of the fatha. And how do we actually...
apply.
Not just, yeah, how do we read a letter of isti'la that has fatha, and how can we actually apply the second level of tafkhim? Okay. Basically, when opening the mouth should not spread. You know, the lips shouldn't spread. You shouldn't say khalaqana. Kha is incorrect. Kha. The mouth should be a little rounded, and it should open vertically, but
yes,
not too much.
Kha,
kha, not kha, not kha, as if you have an aliful mad. If you had an aliful mad, you would have to pronounce it with the mouth opening vertically. Okay.
And the lips a bit rounder compared to when we are pronouncing
yes,
it with
obviously,
a fatha.
When you open the mouth vertically, the lips will become rounded as well. For example, الصالحين صال okay
صال.
You have very high
خالق.
Level خالق خاسرين. As you can see, the mouth opens vertically and a lot vertically.
Yes.
Not just a little bit like خلقنا. خلقنا السماوات والأرض Again, we have a letter of istirla, the letter laud.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be pronounced with tafkhim, just like, yes, go ahead.
I think the riwayah is not hafs an asim because it is not wal arul.
Good point, yes. The reciter says wal arul. Okay, wal arul is a sign that it is the riwayah of warsh an nafir. And not hafs an asim. So he is reciting in the method of recitation of warsh an nafir. Okay. And yes, but the laud, in any case, has to be pronounced with tafkhim at the second level because it has a fatha. Wal arda, la. Again, you don't open the mouth too vertically, like wal alaleen, where you completely open the mouth vertically. Here, it's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you shouldn't spread the lips. If you say wal arda, la is incorrect. Wal arda,
la,
la. And for pronouncing laud, this is a little difficult. The easiest way to pronounce laud is to pronounce it like a dal that has tafkhim.
With thickness.
With thickness. La, la. Okay, wal arda. But
it looks like
there is a more correct way of pronouncing laud.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pronounce it like a dal, which is pronounced softly along with tafkhim. Law, law, law,
law,
law. See, it's not la. It's not a plosive.
Uh-huh.
It's more inclined to a fricative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
But for beginners, and those, not even just for beginners.
Those
even
who
for,
cannot do so.
Yeah, those who, it is difficult for them to pronounce law in the correct way, it's okay if you pronounce it like a dal with tafkhim. And many reciters, even famous reciters, they pronounce laud in this way. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقَّ. Here we have a qaf, which again is a letter of istirla, and therefore we have to apply tafkhim. And so here we have a qaf with sukoon because we're doing waqf, waqful iskan. We're giving a sukoon to the qaf. Whenever we stop on a word with a haraka, the haraka turns into a sukoon at the end, the last letter. So here we have to pronounce qaf with tafkhim at the second lowest level or the fourth level. We have five levels.
Yes.
The first one is alif ul-mad, the second is fatha, the third is dhamma and waw ul-mad. The fourth is sukoon, which is right here. And the fifth and lowest level is
kasra
and ya'ul-mad,
the same.
So here, bil-haqq, you don't change the shape of the lips. You don't spread it. You don't round it.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely
Keep it neutral
position. And then you pronounce the qaf.
And we have to pay attention to tashdeed.
Tashdeed, the shadda, and also qalqala.
Okay.
Bil-haqq.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأذان والقرآن
الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.